April 3rd, 2023. So when I saw the Rav's topic for his Shabbos HaGadol, Joshua, I got a little nervous because he was discussing, for those that weren't here, Chag HaPesach, which he would say would be the Chag on Yud Dalid Nisan, and then Chag HaMatzot, which would be a seven-day Chag starting on the Seder night, lasting for 7 days. So we'll see that really only our first source, which was the, you know, which was he quoted again from the Parshas HaMoedim, which I'm going to quote too, to make that same point. I'm going to try to then show the manifestations of the Chag HaPesach in four different areas, in Hilchos Avelos, in a when it comes to another korban that was brought on Yud Dalid, Chagigas Yud Dalid, on the Isser Malacha that happens on Yud Dalid, and on maybe the Hallel on Yud Dalid. So I'm going to try to show that there were parshanim that followed that maybe all those halachas, there are halachas that flow. These halachas flow from the nature of Yud Dalid being a not just Erev Pesach, but Chag HaPesach, a Chag Bifnei Atzmo, a Chag on the day that we shecht the Korban Pesach. The second half of the shiur would be a little bit hashkafic, like why would the shechting of the Korban Pesach, you know, turn the day into a Chag? And so I'll just play up the themes behind the Korban Pesach, what that represents. So I think that's going to be the flow of the shiur. While the Rav Tanchum took Chag HaMatzos as really reflecting about the historical bondage and going into freedom that the Jews underwent, and that would tie them together. And that would be the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil HaPesach, and that's what one part of the Haggadah would focus on. He thought that Chag HaPesach, the Shechnit Chag HaPesach comes from Hashem Pesach al Batei, Bnei Yisrael, which was happening on Makas Bechoros, and then he quoted certain sources that wanted to say at that time it was Hashem choosing Am Yisrael, and that's the theme behind the Chag HaPesach that he wanted to go explore. Hashem choosing Am Yisrael as to be his Bechor, and that happened that night, and that's the theme of Pesach, and we're eating the Korban Pesach, and that's where his direction, more Hashem choosing us. I'm going to go in the direction more, I think more of that maybe what's special about Chag HaPesach on Yud Dalid, when we're shechting Korban Pesach, it's not Hashem choosing us, but almost like we choosing Hashem. People use the phrase of it's a Korban Amunah, it's a Korban, an anti-Avodah Zorah Korban, but it's the first act that we did as a nation that we, bound us to follow a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And to celebrate that act is what turns it maybe into a Chag. Yeah.
He said
that the problem, right? But it was, I guess, the cementing, the cementing of that process that he wants, the process that where his, his will was then, manifested in this world, happened on Pesach night. Of somehow the Bechirat Am Yisrael, and that was reflected in the Korban Pesach. That was his thrust, as I understood it, listening to his Shabbos HaGadol Joshua. So let's the first source, like I said, was the only, hopefully, Ein Beis Medrash Velo Chiddush, and that was the only crossover that I had on the source sheet. But it comes from Parshas Moedim, Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel. And it says, Eilu Moedei Hashem, these are the holidays, of Hashem, Mikrei Kodesh, Asher Tukru Osam B'Moedam. B'Chodesh HaRishon, in Chodesh Nishon, Ba'a Asar L'Chodesh, on the 14th day, Bein Rabayim, Pesach LaHashem. It's a Pesach LaHashem. And then it goes on and says, V'Chamisha Asar L'Chodesh Hazeh, Chag HaMatzos LaHashem Shivat Yemim Matzot Tochelu. And then starting on the 15th, there's going to be a seven-day holiday, which is called Chag HaMatzos. And therefore, you know, again, before you heard that idea, I guess you only knew of Pesach, or you know, you didn't make this distinction. You thought Pesach was a 7-day holiday, and so the Torah was telling you, okay, but on Erev Pesach you shech the korban Pesach because you're going to eat it that night. I mean, you wouldn't make this chilek. But you know, if you look in the Chizkuni, I think already also that you know he is you know, I think picking up, and we'll see that the Gra picked up on this that maybe that it's Pesach Hashem on the 14th, it's a separate holiday, and then followed by a Chag HaMatzos of a 7-day holiday. So the source too says on the Chizkuni, it says Erev Yontov Harishon V'Halayla Nikru Pesach. So I mean, they're saying usually the people are saying what I saw from Chum Chatzos on Erev Yontif, on Erev Chag HaMatzos, meaning starts. That is called Pesach, because that's when you were able to start shechting the korban Pesach, and that's called the holiday of Pesach. Al shem she'oskim b'korban shenikrakach, because they were osek in the korban Pesach. Aval sharachag amilel rishon ve'elach nikrachag amatzos. So Chizkuni, I think, does make that chiluk and break it up.
כתוב פסח בלי חג, ומיד אחרי זה חג המצות. אם היה כתוב בשניהם בלי חג, ניחה.
Right.
אם היה כתוב בשניהם חג, ניחה. אבל בראשון כתוב ללא חג.
Right.
אחרי זה כתוב חג, אז נראה
he does say it's a word. Right. Okay, so, you know, he's saying a very good point. The first... against this point that Pesach is a separate Chag, he's looking at the word, it says Chag HaMatzos, but it doesn't say Chag HaPesach, it just says Pesach HaShem, and that's why until, you know, I heard this idea, you think it's just talking about Korban Pesach, it's not really talking about a Chag, somehow the Chizkuni, but what goes against it, it is put into Parshas HaMoedim. So I guess you would answer, okay, it's Parshas HaMoedim. It's starting off the holiday season, but it doesn't turn it into a holiday. We'll try to see that there might be... Nikra Pesach. Right, so there are other times there, you know, in Nach, if you're going through, the people that make this distinction, say there is you know, sometimes it... Pesach, when it says Pesach, it's referring to the 14th. Maybe when it says Chag HaMatzos, it might be referring to a 7-day holiday of you know, starting from Leil Tesvav.
So the fact is, Ach B'Yom Rishon, it calls it the first day.
So calling it a first day, right. So you would call, because that goes in favor of our, right, it goes in favor, because Rishon, then of what? And because if the Chag doesn't start till the next day, why are you calling, you know, Erev Chag or Rishon? So that goes, you know, that helps us, you know, that thank you, that does help our point. So the first manifestation that I wanted to talk about was maybe in Hilchos Avelos. If someone, Rachman Lassan, is sitting Shiva, and it's now Yontif is coming upon him. So Yontif breaks Shiva, he sits Shiva, you know, up to Somach Lechashecha, let's say an hour before Yontif is going to start. If this was Erev Sukkis or Erev Shavuos, he would sit till an hour, and then he would get up, he would shower, he would change his clothes, he or she, and then they would go, you know, and then they would celebrate Yontif. However, that's not the case on Yudalit, on Erev Pesach. When does the person stop sitting Shiva on Erev Pesach? He doesn't stop an hour before Yontif, he stops at Chatzos. He stops at noon on Erev Pesach. And the Gra is going to, you'll see, says why? Because it's, you know, it's considered a Moed, and he quotes our first Pasuk, because the Torah itself put Yudalid in Parshas HaMoedim. So that was our first manifestation that Yudalid is a Chag. So look at the Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Yoredea, Hilchos Avelos Simin Shin Tzadi Tet Be'erav Pesach Muta B'chol Acher Chatzos. So you can start getting ready and you can get up from Shiva from Chatzos, as opposed to Samach L'Chashecha, as opposed to just an hour before Yontif. Dahainu Mizman Shchitas Pesach Ve'elach. So that's different. So Erev Pesach is different than Erev Sukkis or Erev Shavuos when it comes to when you get up from Avelos. And the Gra explains in the next source, Nir'ad Chashiv Kamo Moed. The kra chashvu b'toch ha-mo'adim. Because the parsha itself put your dalet in parsha ha-mo'adim, and a manifestation of putting in a parsha ha-mo'ad and being a mo'ad onto itself that would start on chatzos would mean that you can get up and then take care of your and take care of your needs. Because there is it counts as the first half of the day, but Pesach, the earlier that maybe it only starts from from Chatzos, so you already had part of a day where you had Nihugei Avelus. So I can say okay, so since you had part of a day, just like the last day, you have as long as the day you celebrate 6 hours.
If the kfur happens after Chatzos, you wouldn't count that day as
Avelus. Yeah, so I don't think that's the halacha. Yeah, right. Okay, it does count, and then as long as you got some Nihugei Avelus in, you would bury on Erev Pesach, I think, after Chatzos, I would think, and you definitely before the other Chatzos, and then usually, even if you did that, even just for an hour, right, and then all of a sudden, that's your whole Shiva. Your whole Shiva would be, just an hour, whatever you, as long as you got in the burial and some Nihug right before Yontif, I do think it counts as a starting Shiva, and then Yontif would break it up. Okay, so there. I mean, that's why it's a chiddush. But again, there is a difference in halacha and the grosser. Mekomo moed. Right. Come on. Right. So that's. I mean, again, it can't be like it's not all the halachas like a moed. Because again, even when we talk about the issa malacha, we're talking about it's an issa malacha like chol moed. It's not an issa malacha like yontif. So it, we're definitely.
And that's why it's not called. What you said before, it's not called Chagamah, so it's not called
Chagamah. Pesach.
It's called
Pesach. Because it's right, Lacha level, but there's something, to it. But it's not just an Erev Chagamatzos, there is something to make, the day of the Shechitas HaPesach and commemorating what Klal Yisrael did, is important, and reenacting that and internalizing those messages can turn it into an important day on itself, not just because it's Erev Chagamatzos. Yeah, okay.
Good question. If it's similar to Chol Moed, why didn't you say Yalav Yalav by Mincha?
Again, kamo, not in certain, definitely in the Isser Malacha, but not in, it didn't make it into Tefillah, but you're right, so that's the...
It's not a full moed, it's not no moed, now we're just negotiating.
Look, we never had, first of all, even Rav Tanchum, and I went, this has really nothing to do with the Shia, but I had to put these two sources in at the very end, and I guess I can talk about it now. But, Rav Tanchum said, you never had a Yontif start at noon, right? And maybe only last 12 hours and end at midnight, so it's a strange, and from the last 6 hours of that 12 hours, there's an overlap. Now, we do sometimes know, Kedusha Acha, Shtei Kedushas, there are certain things, are they hybrid? And so there's some sort of, the themes of Chag HaMatzos and the themes of, Chag HaPesach, there's an overlap, and then they do overlap. He wanted to say that maybe that was the tension between Rabbi Akiva's Haggadah, which was focusing more on our national history together, shared history, and going through Shibud L'Geula, and that's what Sipur Yitzis Mishraim, we should focus on that, and that would be the Chag HaMatzos, he wanted to say, element of the Haggadah. And Rabbi Gamliel maybe wanted to focus more on the Chag HaPesach elements, and he described again Chag HaPesach of being Hashem choosing us to be an Am Nivchar, which is manifested with mitzvos, and therefore we should be focused more on the mitzvos Salaila and the tension. So there is an overlap over there. Just because the uniqueness of this type of day, and if you turn the page and go to the very last two psukim of Amos, I saw this on the Gush website. I'm trying to know which Rav brought this down. I think it was Rav Meidan. And he said that he wanted to posit something which I never heard. He said maybe, because normally a yontif starts at night, with nightfall. And he wanted to say that possibly at that night, on that Tezvav Nisan, maybe at midday, Hashem caused the sun to set, to blacken out, you know, to become dark, and at Chatzos Halayla, Bakas Bechoros, he might have caused the sky to shine. He wanted to say, and he wanted. Oh, you're Rabbi. Maybe it wasn't Rabbi. I told you, I saw one of the right. So, and he quoted the psukim, and he says maybe I thought it was just I brought it in. It really has nothing to do with my shir, but I was just so interested. He said the last two psukim that I brought down in Amos. Maybe that historically what happened because the Nevi'im talk about Hine Yom Hashem, the Yom Hadin, that you know Hagadol Vanura, and they talk about what will happen on that day. So if you look at Perachet Pasuk Tet in Amos, it says Ve'evesi Hashem Espatzarayim, I will bring down the sun at midday, meaning it's going to be midday in the sky. I'm bringing it down. It's going to get dark. So maybe if it gets dark at noon, that could be the Hatchalat of the Chag HaPesach, which normally happens like when the sun sets. But the sun didn't set later than maybe the sun set at Chatzos, so maybe it sort of allows us to begin a Yontif starting at Chatzos, which we never had before. And then, and then he said, Perakei Pasuk Chet, it says, V'hofeichla Boker Tzal Mavis. He turns blackness to morning. Maybe at midnight at night, at Makas Bechoros, when Hashem, you know, was, you know, yeah, and then maybe it turned, the blackness turned to morning.
Yeah. It was light until the next morning.
Okay, so that, you know, that was something I never heard. Could be, yeah. Okay, something. It's just an idea. It was something that I've been preparing. I saw that, and so I just hope we did those last two psukim. Okay, so we did Chag HaPesach, and we said a manifestation of that might be in Avelis, that Avelis stops at the noon, not at Samach HaShecha. Okay, the next idea we're going to talk about is Chagigas Yudalid. It's a korban that's brought also on Erev Chag HaMatzos. And I'm going to discuss three reasons, and that's the last reason, though, could point and say that maybe the Chagiga is brought because, just like on every Yontif, you bring a Chagiga, so if Erev Yudalid is a Chag, so that's why Chagiga Yudalid is brought. But let's get to that in a minute. Yeah, so the first source
differentiates between the two Chagigas.
Right.
They view the Chagiga Yudal as a totally different korban than Chagiga every day.
Right. So, I mean, there is a Chiyuv like Yontif of Chagiga, and that starts on the 15th. So the Gemara talks about the Chagiga Yudal, that it wouldn't be Docha. There's a machlokes of how tied in the Chagigas Yudalid is to the Korban Pesach. So there is a Tana that wants to say that it needs, you know, all of the halachas in terms of that apply to Korban Pesach. You know that it has to be. I'm trying to remember. Only male and only 1 year and not 2 years, and that it has to be. I think maybe, you know, tzli, and you can't break the bones, and you can't, you know, all those halachas might apply to the Chagigas Yudalid too, and they, obviously, that Tana has, a very strong linkage, but I think we paskin, like Stevie was saying, I think, again, I'm not holding in it, but that it's, you know, it's not Dochet, you know, Shabbos, and it's not Chagigas Yudalid, it's not Dochet Tuma. And what Stevie was saying is that if you have a very small chabura, which means that, because we're going to get to the source, and that means that your Korban Pesach can fill you up, then you won't need to bring a Chagigas Yudalid. Because the Gemara is going to say, let's look at the source right now. Sorry I didn't number them, but it's the next source. Chagiga haba im ha-pesach, nachelas tchila, kidei she-pesach nechal al ha-sova. So Stevie was pointing out, that it's kidei she-nechal the korban pesach al ha-sova. So therefore, if you have a very small group, you can eat the korban pesach al ha-sova, because it's a big portion for everyone. So you don't need the korban chagiga. If you though had a very, very large group, and everyone is just getting a little piece of just a kezias at the end of their meal of the Korban Pesach, but you don't want to eat the Korban Pesach, that little piece, we'll discuss, you want to eat it al hasova, and we're going to explain why. We're going to give three, Rashi says one way, Tosfos says another, but so therefore you bring this Chagigas Yudalid, because you had a very large group, that will fill you up, and then for dessert, everyone would get a piece of the Korban Pesach, a kezias, and you'll eat the kezias Korban Pesach al hasova. So Rashi says, So what, you know, so why do you bring the chagiga that has to be in Alasova? I didn't know this. Rashi says all kudshim. That's not a halacha just in Korban Pesach. I thought that was a halacha only in Korban Pesach has to be in Besova. He says, Rashi says, really all kudshim, kederach hashivus and kederach, you're going to see, it says kederach shemalachim ochlin. A melech eats, you know, after he gets a lot of, you know, entrees, a lot of courses, a lot of dishes, and then he can eat, you know, and continue eating. He doesn't eat his kudshim, you know, or doesn't eat his meal, you know, without a lot of other foods accompanying it. So too, kudshim in general should always be eaten al hasova, and therefore, again, if you know, you would bring a chagigas yudalid so you can eat the korban pesach al hasova, but nothing unique to korban pesach according to Rashi. My understanding, it would really is unique to what's unique about it. I think they point out is that the halacha that it all has to be eaten besova, all other, is really kohanim eating kudshim, you know, which would be the mitzvah. Here we're saying, you know, the chiddush is that even a Yisrael eating a korban pesach, you know, that halacha, you know, would apply. But the idea of the halacha that you know that should be eaten kederach, you know, kederach that a melech would eat it, is the same as all other kudshim. So look at the Rashi. To get up from the suda, why, you know, at the end, you know, when you're getting up from your meal and you know you just finished eating your pesach al hasova fill, shekein chovat kol hakarbanot, because that, you know, all karbanot have to be eaten al hasova. And he quotes the Gemara Nechulin and Sota, and he quotes the pasuk l'mashcha l'gdula. Right, kederach shemalachim ochlin ain niftar ayderfi komin. Then you shouldn't go out after you eat the korban pesach and then go out and start eating and eating other things. But the point that I wanted to bring is that it seems like this korban pesach eating besova, which again the chagigas yudalit is helping you do, is a halacha, a general halacha in all of you know, all of kachim. Tosus says no. Tosus brings down on Yerushalmi, and this is the reason that I knew of you know, that I heard when I was growing up, is that you bring that there's an isser, right, to break the bones of the korban pesach. And if you were so hungry, you were so ravenous, and you started eating the korban pesach, you would be, you know, having that real good barbecue. I'm eating the, you know, that wing, and I'm breaking the wing, you know, and I'm gonna break the bone. So bring the chagigas yedalid. So you, by the time you eat, so you're full, and by the time you eat your korban pesach, you're not so ravenous, and then you can be mindful of the lav, of not breaking the bone, and it would protect you and shield you from that, you know, not being over that
Especially
adera.
Especially a one-year-old lamb is now very thin bone.
Okay, yeah.
And the wings of the one-year-old lamb.
And the wings, yeah, you're right. I said wings. I'm already thinking of my cholamoid barbecue of wings, and you're right. Okay, funny. That's funny.
Dumbo.
Yeah. The mashma birshalmi, and here I'm quoting Tosos, the had the pesach nechal al hasova hainu midrabanan gzeira mishum shviras etzem. So you don't come to break the bone of the korban pesach. That's why you have the korban chagiga. Shimla isaba al hasova mitoch shu ra'ed. He's going to be so hungry. Lecho abasa shesaviv ha'atzamot hayeba lidei shvirasan. He might come to there. So that was Tosos' reason. You have a korban chagiga. Why? So it's just a gzeira, so you don't come to break the bones of the korban pesach. The Ramban though might lead us into this idea that maybe again, if it's not such a hard stretch, if there is such a yantif that we saw in the Chizkuni, that we saw in source four, in the first source, Parshas Amoedim, that there is a that Chag Pesach on Yudalit is a Chag Pesach, just like on, and he makes this hashvah, just like on Shavuos and Sukkos, you bring a korban chagiga. So maybe this chagiga is also a manifestation of the day being a quasi yantif, a quasi chag. So what the Ramban is jumping off on, and this is in the Torah, Perek Tet Zayin, Dvarim, and the pasuk says, "V'zavata Pesach Lashem Elokecha, tzon uvakar." So it sounds like, and all the Mepharshim say, what? It's that you're going to shech your Korban Pesach, and it's come from Tzon and also Bakar. Korban Pesach can't come from Bakar. As Stevie said, it has to be either a baby goat, a kid, or a baby sheep. It has to be a lamb. Those are the only things that you can have for a Korban Pesach. It doesn't come from Bakar. So he says, okay, so if you look at the second line in the Ramban, I love the line, he says, no, don't go. It doesn't, if the Pasuk actually said, min ha-tzon u-min ha-bakar, that would really be a problem. It sounds like the Korban Pesach is coming min ha-bakar. But the Pasuk just says, tzon u-bakar. So the Ramban says, put a comma, v'zavachta Pesach l'shem alokecha, comma, that's one Korban that's going to happen on that day. You're going to offer a Korban Pesach. And then he says, tzon u-bakar, meaning he says, Vitzon ubakar. He adds like a vav before the tzon, before the pasuk of what the Torah says. Torah says tzon ubakar. He says vitzon ubakar. Okay. In addition to bringing the korban pesach, you're going to bring another korban, a chagigas yedalid, and that can come from tzon ubakar. And that's how he reads the pasuk. But the end where I highlighted in yellow, he says, why do you bring this Korban Yudalit, he might be referring to any, he might be even the Chagiga, he says, L'chog Chagiga Bayom Hazeh, Kasher Yitzave B'Shvuas U'V'Sukkos. So he does tie it into Shavuos and Sukkos. Question is he just tying in Shavuos and Sukkos, says just like they need a Korban Chagiga, so too sometime over the next 7 days, you're going to also for Pesach, Chagamatzos, need to bring a Korban Chagiga. But what goes against that, and maybe, you know, that would be weak for me, but what goes for me, it says, Chagiga Bayom Hazeh. And if Bayom Hazeh, meaning the 14th, then he's seeming to say that just like Sukkos and Shavuos had, it's a Yontif, and they get a Korban Chagiga, so to Yudalid, Bayom Hazeh, it also gets a Korban Chagiga, and for the same reasons of Shavuos and Sukkos, which is that it's a Moed. Bayom HaRishon, Korban Chagiga is brought during Chol, is brought, Olas Re'iya, and the Chagiga, is that brought on Yom Tov, or on Chol HaMoed? I think it's brought on Chol HaMoed, not brought on Shabbos. I don't think it's Shabbos, not on Yom Tov.
But the first day of Chag.
First day of Chag, you can break.
Because it's
Ocha Nefesh. Okay, so then it is brought.
No, the Shalala will be Kasher Etzalim Shabbat and Sukkot. Kasher Etzalim
and Pesach. But Pesach, right, but like we said, there are going to be two Chagigas. There's a Chagigat Yudalid, and then there's also going to be a Chagiga that, right. Right. It would have been
an amazing thing if it said
L'chol Chagiga
Bayom
Hazeh, meaning Yudalid, Kasher Yitzvah B'Shavuos U'V'Sukkos U'V'Chag HaMatzos. That would be perfect if he said that. That would be a knockout raya that Yudalid is a Yontif like, you know, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Chag HaMatzos. But he doesn't. And therefore, I was qualifying it and saying, this is a chiddush, and that's why the other ones who don't really like to look at Yudalit as a moed would say that he's probably referring to a chagiga, but not a chagiga on Yudalit, maybe a chagiga on over Pesach, you know.
You have to have a chagiga once, you're ready to bring the first day.
It could be brought the
if
first day.
The first day, you have the rest of the 7 days to bring it.
The seven to bring it. Okay, good.
Preceding Pesach is a raya to you. Preceding Pesach says, Shamor Chodesh Vasita Pesach, Hashem Alkecha.
Vasita Pesach.
Chodesh Vasiyach Hashem 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 Chodesh Vasiyach.
Uh-huh.
So it's mashma the 14th day, not
the Famatzos. Okay, and maybe that's why he says Bayom Hazeh, and that also helps us. So the previous Pesach helps us. It's really focusing on the 14th and Pesach, and when the Ramban says Bayom Hazeh, he's, you know, in context is talking about the 14th and not the rest of Chag HaMatzos. Okay, so the next idea I wanted to say would be the Issur Melacha aspect of the 14th. And we're going to see that the Issur Melacha is, you know, our Ramban, is different on Erev Chag HaPesach or Chag HaMatzos than Erev Sukkos and Erev Shavuos. So there's a different level of the Issur Melacha. And we're going to see, of course, a phraseology in the Rambam, which again, might tie it, that Issa Malacha, why is there Issa Malacha on that day? It might be due to the special nature, the Moed aspect of the day. So let's go through that Limud right now. So we know there is a there's a Mishnah on Psachim Daf Nun. It says Makam Shenagu Lasas Malacha Ve'Arve Psachim Ad Chatzos Your Osin Makam Shenagu Shalol Lasas Ain Osin. That's up to Chatzos. There's a Mir, but from Chatzos Ve'Elach there's a din of a Nisim Malacha, at least at the level of you know Chalam Moed type of Issim Malacha. So Rashi, so we're gonna see Rashi and Tosfos give two different reasons. Rashi gives the reason of Torah that there's an Issa Malacha because we don't want you to get caught so up in your business, and then there is a lot to do on that day, and that's why it is an Issa Malacha on that day. Shalol lasas kadesh lo yet Torah b'malacha v'yishkach bior chamtso ushkitas haPesach. There is a question with Rashi. Is he talking about Torah? Is that only explaining, you know, the minhag before Chatzos, or is he talking about even after Chatzos? It's stuff that say that even after Chatzos, because he's talking about Shechitas HaPesach, which can only happen, you know, after Chatzos. So that reason of Torah maybe going to those people even apply, you know, before may apply, you know, applies after Chatzos. But he gives a reason why is there an Issa Malacha after Chatzos because of being Torah.
So it's the same reason for Chanukah and for...
Right, so they bring it, right. So people say, I guess there are certain things that can't be done, that can be done earlier for Chanukah, but they, you know, and you can, it doesn't necessarily have to be done on Erev Chanukah. There are certain things here, the Shechitas HaPesach has to be done on your Dalet, like, so you can't prepare for it earlier, I can build my... Because what?
The reasons that you're going to forget, or right? You're not going to take the chametz out. The reason's not because it's not.
Well, we're going to see. According to Rashi, correct? To Rashi. Right. I'm agreeing. Rashi, I'm 100%. I'm agreeing with what you said. So the issa, the reason was being told. Yeah, according to Rashi. What? That's before, except that some people say okay, but there are again, if you looked at the sugya, there is, they discuss, is Rashi talking, many talk about that it's only before Chatzos, but some people wanted to say because it said Shechitas HaPesach, which can't happen, it can only happen after Chatzos. Or you might want to say that maybe, you know, okay. So, or the Tosfos says, why is there an Issa Malacha after Chatzos? Again, nothing special about Erev Pesach. It's just that any time a person brought a korban, right, that day was a personal yontif for him and had an Issa Malacha on that day. So this is a day that you're bringing a korban. So there's an Issa Malacha that goes with it. B'shayim asashana b'yam shemevi korban asur b'malacha. So that's the, Tosfos says, the Issa Malacha there. But now let's look at the Rambam. He's going to just point out the different, that the Issa Malacha is different on this Erev, on Yudalad Nisan, as opposed to Erev Sukkot or Erev Shavuos. And then I just underlined the very last phrase, and again, that I think is the phrase that goes into maybe, that the Issa Malacha stems from more like what we saw in the more like from the Chagigas Yudalid being because of the Moed aspect, maybe the Issa Malacha also flows, you know, that way too. So read the Rambam. Also lasis Malacha ba'arve yamim tovim any yantif mina mincha v'lamala k'mo arve shabbosos also erev Shabbos v'chol ha'osu Malacha ben eino roasim in bracha l'olam. It's really, you're not gonna see much success from the work that you do, v'gorimbo, and we, you know, umavatlin also baal korcho. Okay, and so we're trying to prevent him, but we don't do aval ein makan oso makam mardus vein sar chlomosh ein menadin oso. You don't put him in cherem, and we're not going to give him malchus de rabbanon. Chutz me'erev haPesach achar chatzos sha'osu bo malacha achar chatzos menadin oso vein sar chlomosh makan oso makas mardus. We are going to bring in the heavy hitters if you start to, because it's a din. It's a din de rabbanon of not doing malacha on erev Pesach, which is different than not doing malacha on the other Erev Yontis. Im, okay. Lefisha Yom Abar Sabinisan, here's that. Eino kashar v'yom tovim. Mipnei sheyesh bo chagiga. And that's where I wanted to focus on. Sheyesh bo chagiga ushkitas korban. So if you go back, remember what Tosus brought down to Yerushalmi? What was his thought of what korban chagiga was? You remember? He said it was a gzeira that you're not so hungry so you won't break the bone. If you're learning like that's what means sheyesh bo chagiga, the Rambam makes no sense. What? Because I take a korban chagiga, so I won't be so hungry, so I won't break the bones. Okay, so I have a chagiga, so I won't break the bones. That has anything to do with an issa malacha on the 14th? Has nothing to do with an issa. You can't make that jump. But if you held like the Ramban that we saw in the previous talks, that the korban chagiga is coming from the moed aspect, like Shavuos and Sukkot, so if there's a holiday, that's why you bring the korban chagiga. Oh, if it's like a holiday, that's why there's an issa malacha. That flows. People wanted to point out that the Rambam flows much better when you're saying that the korban chagiga and the issa malacha are there. Again, if he's saying the issa malacha is based on the korban chagiga, and that all only flows, it doesn't flow if you learn that the chagiga was because of a gzeir shem, you're going to break bones. That doesn't help you with any issa malacha on the Erev Yontif, but it does help you if you say it's a moed aspect of the day, which we saw possibly the Ramban said, and now we're seeing it, maybe the Rambam says it too, and that's why there's an issa malacha flowing, maybe from the special status, and that special status says you should bring a chagiga, and there's an issa malacha, and we saw it also in Hilchos Abelos.
Yes.
Yes.
זה לא היה כתוב ככה, היה כתוב שאם יש חגיגה וקורבן פסח, חגיגה תאחל קודם כדי שזה יאחל על הסובה. לא כתוב שזה המטרה של הבאת חגיגה.
No, I think that's what they, I think they, because Stevie said, because the Gemara did talk about that you, it's an optional korban, the korban chagigas yudalit, and you only bring it when your group is very large. So they're okay. So But again, the matara that I want to focus on is not to being ala sova. You know, is the matara that it's being brought because it's a yantif. And just like Chagiga is brought on other yantifs, that's really what I thought would, you know, float, you know, it helps me in our thesis. Okay, so, and the last aspect that I thought would be that we know that there is halal. So if you look on the, turn the page, and there's a Mishnah that what happened on Yudalad when they shechted the Pesach, there were so many people, so they brought them in groups, first group, second group, and the third group. And when they brought it in, they closed the door, the first group, and they were blowing shofar and karuat halal at the time of the shechitas of the Korban Pesach. The Levim were singing Hallel, and if they finished the singing of the Hallel and they were still involved in the Shkitas HaPesach, they sang Hallel a second time and a third time. Okay, so then that was that source. So there's Hallel on your Dalid during the Shkitas, you know, of the Pesach. So the Gemara says, and there was, so this, for, I'm sorry, just 1 second, John. So this reason, I've heard of this reason from the next source, you know, Psachim Daf Sadi Hey. Efshe Yisrael, they ask, how do we know that they sang Hallel? What's the proof? It was a funny answer. How do you know that they sang Hallel? So they say, Efshe Yisrael, Shochten et Rischeim, but no let Luveim, the Ein Omrim Hallel? It was such a, you know, that's the answer of the Gemara that I once heard. But there is a Rabbeinu Hananel, which I think helps us a lot, and that's the next source in Daf Tzadichet in Pesachim. Rav Ashi Yomel Olam. Oh, so this again, I had to look at the Gemara again carefully. I didn't. But this talking about that the father and son, let's say they're in the same chabura, and the father might be a goses, and the father, let's say the father dies, but so can the son then? It all depends if the son, you know, was still part of the group, so he can bring it, you know, as a Korban Pesach. But if he wasn't in the, then he only can bring it as a shlomim. But it'll, you know, the Gemara is over there. But Rav Shlomo Olam the mate after chatzos, the father died. Let me just recreate this after chatzos. Velo chalaleh aninus and aninus, even though, since it happened after chatzos, he's not in a state of aninus. Why? Because once chatzot came in, there was an moed already. It was already yontif for the son, so he can't become. Aninus can set in. Tam mashma haPesach ki yontif chashuv sheomrim bo halel. So the Rabbi Chanan, that's right. He says it again. Pesach is like a yontif. And it's brew was Shomer Bohala. So just like I'm reading it, and I thought it was a nice reading that just like on Yontif, there's a chiyuv of, you know, the Moed aspect is the chiyuv, the Kedushas Yom, a chiyuv of Halel. So to Yudalid, there's a chiyuv, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, of the Yontif aspect of Yudalid to say Halel. Questions, Jeff? Did I cut you off?
Maybe the reason we say Halel at night is somehow connected as a Zecher for the Halel.
Nice.
No, but it's also a different halal than the rest of the halal.
It's a halal. Like we talked about a halal of Shira, right? So we talk. That's a spontaneous halal, right? Not a halal zecher hanes, but it's a.
But
halal and shul. The halal and shul might be right. Might be a, okay. Good. Okay.
What about the case you say halal on a non-chag when there's no. But there is ability to do
Lachalai. Right, there are different chiyuvim of, there are different mechayivim of Halel. One of the mechayivim of Halel is Yontif, you know, is the Kedushas, you know, Yontif. And that's the mechayiv. But there could be, you know, there are other aspects, that, you know, to, you know, other mechayivim of, you know, of Halel too. Okay. Let me just see what. Okay, so now it's a holiday, but why make it? Why make it a holiday? So I wanted to just say that some special things about the Korban Pesach, and that's why the Shkita of the day that we, if it's like a, you know, it's a Korban Amuno, we want to say an anti Avodah Zarah Korban. It's a day, the first national act that we did as a nation to show our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in remembrance of that can turn the day into a moed. So that's what I wanted to talk about, you know, the special day. So some of that is in the next source.
I don't know if you said this, but when you said that last Gemara on Pesach, actually, as well as Shochet, notice it puts together Shochet is Pesachim, which is on Yudalit, and Notimit Luvayim, which is only on a Chag.
On the Chag, right.
You're going to not say Halal, so it's Mashmah that it's a Chag by itself.
Is that what you said? No, I mean, that's what I'm trying to. Rabbi Nachman says they're right. The Chag of the Yudalit is the Mechayiv. I always thought that it's just the Simcha generated by. You know, by, you know, shechting your Korban Pesach is what generates, you know, the challah. Just like the simcha that you're coming close to Hashem with your lulav, that, you know, generates that. I guess it's an avoda. It has to be some sort of avoda aspect to it. You have to combine. Why shaking a lulav and you know, which is certain, which you do in tefillah, which is a form of avoda. Korban Pesach is a shom of avoda, as opposed to other mitzvahs. I mean, like, why doesn't other efshar she menichim tefillin vein? You know, efshar she the hoda. Right. Okay. I'm agreeing. Right. Right. So that's what I always thought. But the Rabbeinu Chanan seems to say that it's maybe coming from not only because you're thinking about the geula. Once you think about the geula, you have to say Shabbat to Hashem and break out in Hallel, you know, but it's from the Moed aspect, you know, because he says Kiyom Tov Chashiv Shomrim Bo Hallel, so he seems to be tying it. Yeah.
The last 6 days we don't really have Hallel. It's the Hallel, which is not real Hallel,
right?
Because it's the same Korban,
right?
Sukkot is the Hallel because the Korban changes,
right? But a Moed is there is a Chiyuv of
the last 6 days of Pesach.
Okay, but right.
Let's see Hallel. All right, so you can say
let's see what.
No, Rosh Chodesh Yomim Halel was a
okay.
Halel is a din by itself. I'm not sure.
The kares for Korban Pesach, is that on eating or during Shkita?
If you don't sprinkle it.
Or eat it. Offer it. Yeah.
But only one person offers for the family, right? How many?
But they're
menuhin.
Counts for them to.
So the shechita is the mitzvah.
Zrika.
Zrika.
Yeah, Zrika. Yeah.
Zrika. Yeah. Not eating.
No. I don't think so.
Hmm. Okay. So then. Okay. So the next one brings down a Shmos Rabbah. And again, what was special about the Korban Pesach? So he says there's not going to have a, Hashem. You know, Hashem tells Moshe to, you know, that tells everyone to bring the Korban Pesach, and Moshe pushes back. We're gonna do this. It's very dangerous. We're in Mitzrayim, and we're gonna take their god and tie it up 4 days before. And you know, that's pretty scary stuff. So Hashem says until the Jews commit to these actions, right, and take the leap of faith, right, you know, to do it, and you saw Yotzim Mikan Achi Yichshu Et Elohei Mitzrayim Le'enehem. They have to do these actions, and all those actions are actions that really show a break from the, you know, from the god of you know, of Egypt. And I brought down the Chizkuni where he just brings a lot of the details of the Korban Pesach, how it's, you know, it's like an anti Avodah Zarah. It's like against the god of Egypt, because they did have the tle, and so you're taking their god, you're taking in the month of the constellation of Aries, of Nisan tle, you know, of which is, I guess, that, you know, and shows that you know it's powerless. You're taking their god physically, you're taking their god in the constant, when it's raining in the heavens, and we show that we're not afraid. And then you do it Beinar Abayim. He wanted to say the Chizkuni because that's when the Mitzrayim are coming home, so it's rush hour, and they're seeing you do it, and you put it on the Mashkof. Again, it's a sign in case they, you know, they missed it, you know, so they see what you're doing. Sli'esh, they smell it, you're going to roast it, you know? So you're really bringing it in their face that that my lot is breaking from the Mitzrayim. I'm not afraid of the Shibud, I'm not afraid of my taskmaster. If this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even as scary as it sounds, I am, and the nation is, going to throw in our lot with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we celebrate, and that's why it's such a special day, and that's why it can be turned into a moed. It's such an idea that it's such an important day. You look at the next pasuk, Perek Tet in Bamidbar. If when a ger comes, v'chi yegorecha and ger, so that the regular way of reading this pasuk would say, "V'chi yigur inchem ger." If there's a ger amongst Klal Yisrael, "Vasa pesach Hashem, kucha ta pesach mishpato ken kinyasa." A ger would bring the korban pesach just like anybody else on Pesach, on your Dalid. So you might have had a havamina that a ger should not participate in the, you know, he wasn't in Mitzrayim, and his ancestors weren't in Mitzrayim. Maybe no, a ger also can participate in the in korban pesach. Mechilta in the next source has a havamina. That's not how you read the pasuk. The havamina is that the day that the shomea ani kevan shenidgaya yase pesach miyad. He reads the pasuk that there's a havamina according to the mechilta. The day that the ger becomes a ger, he should bring a korban pesach. So the Mechilta continues, no, Tamid Lomar, Ezrach, Ma Ezrach Ba'abasar, Afa Ger Ba'abasar. No, the Ger does not have to bring a Korban Pesach the day he becomes Megayer. He can wait till Erev Pesach, like everyone else, and participate in it. Why would you have a Havamina, you know, that he has to bring a Korban Pesach the day he becomes a Jew? Because Korban Pesach is symboling the national aspect of a Jew when we committed ourselves, you know, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's such a strong thing, you know, and therefore, what?
Mila.
Right, Kamet and Mila. So those are the two that, right. So that an individual bris with Hashem, a national bris with Hashem, and we talked about this, and that's why it's not a punishment of Kares, but if you don't enter into the individual bris or a national bris, then you're, by a totsa'ah, just the fact status, you're now cut off from the bris. If you're cut off from the bris, then you're in a state of Kares. So it's like interesting that... Correct. And then I saw also that's why when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael by Gilgal, the things that they did in Parakeh over there, they did Brit Milah and they did Korban Pesach. So it's like, what? But didn't they also sit in the sukkah? But the Nach is not telling us that. They're telling us, well, nationally we're entering Eretz Yisrael, so nationally we have to strengthen the bris of Milah and of and of Korban Pesach. Yes. Yes, right. History, right. So you see, right. So it has nothing to do with this, right. So you see that at those times, right, we have to link in to, you know, to the themes of Pesach. Another one is the Shmos Yud Ben, and this we're going to end, yeah, because right after 10, it says there's a halacha about the pasuk Kol Ben Nechal Yochal Bo. So that means if you're a mumar, right? Or if you're, then you cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. So, which is normally we say a Jew afa pishachata, we still want him to be involved in mitzvos. A Jew that has becomes an apostate and removes himself from the ideas of, you know, of the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't participate in Korban Pesach. So, and why? Well, it makes sense. If you're saying that Korban Pesach is that celebration that we threw our lot in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that makes sense that someone who doesn't do that, who really wants to, you know, his ideas are antithetical to that, and he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can't participate in the Korban Pesach. So really, that's that. So I really took, you know, I was similar to Rav Tamchum in terms of Yudalid could be a separate, maybe Chag onto itself. I gave some halakha things where it changes, by it's manifested in Avelis, it's manifested in the Chagiga, that maybe the Ramban was saying you bring the Chagiga just like on Shavuos and Sukkos, so bring it on Yudalid too. It sounds like from the Moed aspect of Yudalid, you should bring a special Korma Chagiga. And then we said the Isser Malacha might, especially from the Rambam, we said where he ties it in, the Isser Malacha, to the bringing of the Korma Chagiga. Well, that only makes sense. It doesn't make sense that the Isser Malacha is stemming from a Korban Chagiga, which talks about breaking the bones, but it does make sense if the Korban Chagiga is brought because of a Moed. So if it's brought because of a Moed, you bring a Korban Chagiga, and you also have an Isser Malacha. So that makes sense. And the last thing we saw, Rabbeinu Chananel, I think, that tied in Hallel also to that day, and it might be the Hallel, you know, it's a Ki Yontif. He used that phrase that Yudalit is like a Yontif, and that, you know, and a proof is because we say Hallel. So those were some of the manifestations. And why was it so important? And we saw that's because it was a day that we really broke away from the Egyptian god. And as opposed to Rav Tamchum saying, Chag HaPesach deserves to be a Chag because it's when Hashem chose us, I was trying to maybe bring some sources. It's maybe because when we choose Hashem, and that, you know, to remember that, and that's why it becomes a Chag. And it was such an important day that that's why there was a Havamina, which I thought was tremendous, that the day the Ger became a Ger, a Havamina in the Mechilta, he should bring a Korban Chagiga, because again, that you have to be Jew, it has to show him not only Jewish on an individual level, but he's Jewish now by joining Klal Yisrael, by bringing the Korban Pesach. And then we just threw those crazy psukim in Amos that maybe when it was like, when do we ever see a separate Chag starting at noon and ending at midnight? And we saw some psukim that maybe at noon of Pesach Mitzrayim, maybe sure. The sun set at noon and rose at midnight. So just some ideas. Okay.
Great way to end the forest, man.